In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is really good to be back at Holy Trinity and preaching. It certainly feels like coming home, having been here for a number of years before, and I'm really glad to be here with you this morning. Today in our gospel message is one of my favorite stories. This wonderful story of the woman who refuses to give up on receiving healing for her child. She knows that Jesus is the answer. She also knows that they must not be excluded. She is persistent, and rightly so. Jesus also is quite aware that she must not give up, and knows that he must not exclude them, and uses her persistence to demonstrate to his followers that the Father's salvation is for all who seek it, for all. No exclusions for those who truly believe and truly and faithfully seek God's salvation. Even though his followers would send her away, they learn a wonderful lesson this day that God's salvation is for all of his creation. Christianity cannot be contained or confined or isolated. Christianity extends to all of God's creation. Eternal fulfillment under the rule of God is open to all. There are no exceptions. God does not play favorites. God's creative intention for each human being who comes into this world is eternal fulfillment in his kingdom of love. There are no exceptions. Persistence is key. We as Episcopalians believe in the Great Commandment. In fact, we recite it in Rite 1 every time we use that. It is essential to our faith. We are to love God, and we are to love one another. And Jesus added and made it even more difficult. We are to love one another as he did. There are no exceptions given. The Great Commandment does not say to love only those who look like me, or pray like me, or speak like me, or believe like me, and on and on. There just are no exceptions, yet it is so very difficult for us at times. We find it easier to seek out reasons to highlight or focus upon our differences, rather than celebrate our human commonalities. Persistence is instilled in us at very early ages in our lives. As I was working on this, I recalled a couple of early stories, really simplistic stories, but ones that you will recall. The story of the little engine that could. Even though the odds were against that engine achieving what it seemed to be impossible, it never gave up. It just kept going and finally did what it was supposed to do. And then that classic story of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise was indeed persistent, winning in the end, despite the foolishness and the overconfidence, and one might even say, the prejudice of the hare. These classic children's stories lay the groundwork for us as we learn to be persistent in some of the things that we set out to do. As followers of Christ, Christ is commanding us to follow his directions in achieving salvation. The Great Commandment is our guide in this quest. Our faith, our persistence, though we often stumble, aids us in achieving the ultimate salvation, which is the ultimate goal, which is salvation. I want to reflect a little bit back about persistence in my life. My older sister married an Episcopal priest when I was still in high school. Many years later, Don was continually urging me to consider going to seminary. In 1974, think about how long ago that was, I came down here to visit my folks, and we were out driving around. We saw the Episcopal sign at the end of Spring Lake Road, and we drove in here. Nothing was open. It was locked, but we looked in the windows. In 1974, And then finally, with persistence from my brother-in-law and others, in 1985, I went to seminary at Suwannee. Persistence. The followers of Jesus, who heard this story many years ago, it changed their lives. It was another lesson for them to carry the message forward for all of us. One of my favorite authors is a history professor at Vanderbilt University. Turns out he's also an Episcopalian, by the way. His name is John Meacham, and he's written a number of books. He's won a Pulitzer Prize, I believe. One of his books, called The Soul of America, with this absolutely wonderful subtitle, which is The Battle for Our Better Angels. He quotes George W. Bush. He says, 3 days after the terrorist attacks on Tuesday, September 11, 2001, with thousands dead and many missing never to be found, Bush climbed the steps of the lectern at Washington's National Cathedral to speak of America's resolve. But he was pastoral too, acknowledging the loss of the hour and summoning the forces of love. Our purpose as a nation is firm, Bush said, yet our wounds as a people are recent and unhealed and lead us to pray. In many of our prayers this week, there was a searching and an honesty. And he recalled a story about a woman at St. Patrick's Church Cathedral in New York who prayed, I prayed to God to give us a sign that he is still here. And Bush went on to say, there are prayers that help us last through the day or endure the night. There are prayers of friends and strangers that give us strength for the journey. And there are prayers that yield our will to a will greater than our own. He paused and then he said, this world he created of moral design, grief and tragedy and hatred are only for a time. Goodness, remembrance, and love have no end. And the Lord of life holds all who die and all who mourn. John Meacham continues in his book to highlight this persistent nature with which we were created and called to exhibit when he shared some words by President Obama after the horrific murders at the Emmanuel African Methodist Church in Charleston, South Carolina. President Obama said, God has visited grace upon us, for he has allowed us to see where we have been blind. He has given us the chance where we've been lost to find our best selves. To find our best selves. And in the epistle lesson this morning, these wonderful words, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Jesus, in his interactions with that persistent woman, in his teachings and with those followers that day, has tried to help us to be faithful and persistent in seeking our better selves. Jesus has encouraged us to never give up, to follow the great commandment and live the lives of faith with persistence that we were created to live. And the message is for all of us with no exceptions. No exceptions. Many years ago in Curcio, I learned a wonderful song. I can't sing it for you, but I will tell you part of the verses. It was written by Dallas Holm, part of a work that he entitled His Last Days. And Jesus is singing to us about our faith and calling for us to live it out with all that we have. Jesus sings, all I had to give, I gave. All I had to say, I've said to you. What will you do? The lessons that Jesus has given us remain the same as they were given. It is with persistence, with faithfulness that makes all the difference. God's salvation is available to us, always available. God gave us his one and only Son so that we would know what it truly means to love God and to love one another with no exceptions. Let us pray. Send us into the work of this week, our Father, to keep the promises we have made, to give credit to those who deserve the credit, to patch broken relationships, and to do our work with care, faithfulness, and completeness and persistence, so that at the end of our day, we will be at home with you and with ourselves. Amen.